the recording now after very long diversion into Hilchos Tzibur. Right? I guess Hilchos Tzibur or something like that. Okay. That's like, here we go. Hetzroch HaNefesh. So, what are the dinim of Hetzroch HaNefesh? So, we say the, so it comes up in our Gemara, a little bit derech agav, but it's, you know, important sugya and a fun sugya. So, Gemara says, Rizvid shara lemival betchila b'shabes. So, igat amri, Rizvid kufei bal betchila b'shabes. Okay, not just didn't say it, but, you know, it's actually, there's wedding, yes, for Shabbos. Bal b'chil b'Shabbos. Also, Mam shows ma'isa. Rabbi Huda shara lemival b'chil b'yom tov. Amar of Papi mishmei the Rava lo tema b'yom tov d'shari habishabbos aser. Dihu adin afilu b'Shabbos nami shari. Umaisa shaya kachaya. As don't think that it's only okay on Yom Tov, right? But not Shabbos. It just happens to be that was the case, right? And I had a wedding, I don't know, on Wednesday or on Friday or whatever. And therefore, right, it was right before Yom Tov, and that's the story, but it's just, you know, just that's the facts of the story. It's not telling you that you can't do it on Shabbos. Right? Rav Papa Mishmei the Rav Amar be Yom Tov Shari be Shabbos Aser. He says, no, actually on Yom Tov it's allowed, but on Shabbos it's Aser. Amar le Rav Papi the Rav Papa. Right, I love that, by the way, right? Rav Papi the Rav Papa. It's really, really good. Yes. If we didn't know Rav Papa so well, it would be much harder to keep track of who's saying, who's talking. My daitach mitoch shehutra chabura letzorech hutranami shalo letzorech. Says what you think? What are you trying to say? That really, this is a malacha, right? This is a problem of osa chabura. On Shabbos it's aser, but on Yom Tov mitoch shehutra chabura letzorech ochal nefesh hutranami shalo letzorech. If that's true, if you want to say mitoch, that since it's mutter for food purposes, so the whole malacha is mutter, elamayata mutter lasos mugmar biyom tov, dimihoch shahutra ba'avara letzorech, hotronami shalo letzorech. Nice, you should be able to cook yourself some, I think it's like it's some sort of medicine thing. I really should have tried to figure out and tried to make some myself to see what it is. But, you know, it's some sort of like medicine, I think, right? So, if it's mutter litzorech hutranami shelo litzorech, amar le alecha amar kra achas yochal lechol nefesh davar hashav lechol nefesh. Because when the Torah says, right, you can do malacha of asher yochal lechol nefesh, it has to be shavel lechol nefesh. It has to be something that everyone equally could enjoy or would enjoy or would want, right? Amar le ravacha breder ravav ravachshi elamayata nizdami lo tzvi biyom tov hov inu shavel lechol nefesh hachanami d'asur lemishchatei. If you just get, you get some venison, right? You're not allowed to eat it, shachte it on Yom Tov. Amar lei ona davar hatzorech lechol nefesh kamina tzvi tzorech lechol nefesh. Right? It says it doesn't have to be something that's shavei lechol nefesh, that's equally available to everyone, right? It's actually an interesting question, right? Is it about equality? Or is it right? Shavei lechol nefesh? It's equal to everyone, or is relevant to everyone, is fairly available to everyone, right? And that's interesting in general. The interesting question between fairness and equality. Equality, that has to be the same. Fairness, right, is just, this has to be fair. There has to be people, say, everyone has to have access to it or the ability to get it or something like that. So here, just saying, it has to be equally available to everyone, right? And venison is not equally available to everyone. On the other hand, right, as a food, it's relevant to everybody, right? Everyone would eat it if they have it. There's no reason, right? It just happens to be expensive, right? So that make it not davar shavei lechol nefesh. It's right. It's davar tzorech lechol nefesh. It's something that's relevant food wise to everyone, just not easily available. That's the gemara. The gemara's maskana is mutl mevol b'tchil b'shabbos v'chulei. Okay, what do we think about this whole one? Is heter ochel nefesh? Or this raises two key questions. What is the basis of heter ochel nefesh? And why would you or would you not apply it and say, mitoch shehutra letzorech, hutranam mishalo letzorech? Right? Why would you say that just because it's mutra, let's say, to do shechita, to make food, So therefore, you can also do bia rishona betchila on Shabbos, even though it's going to be osa chabura mitoch shohet shalotzot. Okay, so if you look at the psukim, there are two distinct psukim that talk about melacha on yantiv, or two sets, I guess. First is Shmos Yibet, Pasuk Tesayin, ubiyom rishon mikra kodesh, ubiyom hashvi mikra kodesh, yiyalachem, kom melacha lo yeyase baheb. Okay, so you can't do malacha on Pesach, right? Ach, however, you can't do malacha, but you can do you can do that. Don't do malacha. You can do things that are food related. Okay. On the other hand, the other pasuk says, "Rav Yehuda Rishon Moshe Leimor Dabar Bnei Sov Martal Hem Moed Hashem Shetekru Tam Moed Kodesh Ivahem Moedai." Right, Sheish Hashem Tatsa Malacha Ubayom Ashvi Shabbat Shabbaton Mikra Kodesh Kol Malacha Lo Tasu Shabbati La Hashem Bechol Moshotechem Ilem Moed Hashem Mikra Kodesh Shetekru Tam Moedam Bayechodesh Rishon Barbasa Lachodesh Bin Harbaim Pesach La Hashem Borchamish Asolim Lachodesh Zachag Matzot Yel La Hashem Shabbat Yemim Matzot Ochelu. ביום הראשון מקרא קודש יהיה לכם, כל מלאכת עבודה לא תעשו, וקרבתם משל השם שבעת ימים ביום השביעי מקודש כל מלאכת עבודה לא תעשו. Okay, so, you have two psukim, right? And they formulate the difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov differently, right? What's the difference between Shabbos, the Malacha, Isra Malacha and Shabbos and Yom Tov in this pasuk, in these psukim?
The phrasing of malacha versus malachet avodah.
Exactly. Right here, we're told that on Shabbos you can't do any malacha, but on Yom Tov you can't do malachas avodah. Right? And as opposed to here. Like, what's it, like, what would you think might be the difference between them? Or how might you formulate the difference between them? Right? If you were trying to be like dafka with one set of psukim versus the other.
So, okay, Rachel and I spoke about this, and we said that we know we learned this like 3 years ago, but we don't really remember. And we had a guest, but like it's very much in the context of this sugya, as opposed to like what I don't know what I think these sugyim would mean in a vacuum. But okay. there seems to be some distinction between like malacha period, like there's like malacha period, but I guess you can potentially distinguish within malacha between malacha that's avoda and like other malacha. So maybe like if you're like cooking for the sake of like oneg chag, that's like oneg malacha as opposed to like, you know, plowing your field malacha. So maybe you were trying to make some sort of distinction there. That was a guess.
Yeah. So right, you could say, oh, malacha's avoda, right, is like a different type of malacha versus, you know, other malacha. There's avoda malacha, and that's a problem on Yom Tov, you know. But food malacha, let's say, or oneg malacha, right, is like that's, you know, something different. As opposed to, let's say, just the formulation over here is a little bit different, right? Because here, what are we saying? What malacha is aser on Yom Tov? Only this avoda malacha. Right? Only malachas avoda. Right? And therefore what? Right? Therefore he said, oh, okay, but if malachas avoda is aser, oneg malacha would be okay. As opposed to here, what's like the difference in the formulation? Kol malacha lo yase bahem, ach, asher yuchal lechol nefesh, chul levado yase lechem.
So the phrasing here is kol malacha.
Right. It's kol malacha with a but, right? You can't do a malacha, but you can do ochal nefesh. Right? So just to formulate in the class in like clear terms, right? How do we look at heter ochal nefesh? Right? Is it hutra? Is it these? There is no malachas ochal nefesh included in the iser malacha. There's only a malacha iser on Meleches Avoda, right? And ochel nefesh is just not part of malachas avoda, right? So it's just not aser at all. It's just never not included. Or is it dechuya? Is that really there's an sort of komalacha liyaseh b'hem? However, right, there's like a special heter of yochal l'chol nefesh kudavado yaseh b'hem. Now, what could be the nafkamina between these two? Right, if we want to go back to our Gemara and Sevis, right? What? The hugest, biggest nafkamina that could jump out from this.
The idea of hutra na mishalol atzorach.
Exactly. Right? If it's hutra, if it's kol melechas avodo lo tasu, so anything that's melechas oneg, let's call it, right, is kain tasu. And therefore, mitoch shutra atzorach, hutra na mishalol atzorach, it's not dependent on being used for ochel nefesh, right? Those types of malacha, right? Cooking is just not part of the malachos of Yom Tov, which is not aser. And because of that, it's not a problem, right? So you can do it even if it has nothing to do with ochel nefesh. On the other hand, right? If it's kol malacha lo yaseh, but you're allowed to do kol asher yochal ochel nefesh hu levado yaseh lechem, right? So it's only that there's a permission, a dechia, that says, oh, you're allowed to cook and do food-related malacha on Yom Tov, even though you're not allowed to do, in general, you're not allowed to do malacha. So then I would say, well, yeah, when you're cooking food, you're allowed to light fires, right? But if you're not doing it to cook food, who said you're allowed to light a fire, right? That's called malacha lo yaseh. Right?
So can I I don't know if the word's critique, but examine it a little closer.
Sure.
So I understand like how if we had to pick sides between Hutra and Lohutra, I would phrase it that way. But I want to understand a little bit more what we mean by like Melechet Oneg, because I think it's hard to say that like lighting a fire in the absolute sense is about Oneg, but it's good, you can say that like lighting a fire in order to cook food is melechet oneg, and so it kind of changes categories. And so I see how that could create an opening for hutra na mishalol letzorach, but I don't see that as automatic. Like you'd have to like have a pretty wide phrasing of melechet oneg, right? Anything that has a potential to cause oneg is now in this compartment and not necessarily about melechet avoda, which wouldn't necessarily be my automatic understanding.
Okay, good. So I will first agree with what you're saying, and then I will argue with what you're saying. I will first agree with what you're saying, which is, first of all, it's a great point, which is maybe, just because, right, kol melechas avoda lo tasu, right, I'll take a step back to agree first, better, which is, these are both psukim, right? They're both, you know, right there in the Torah, and they both pretty strongly imply, right, kind of different things, right? One says, don't do any malacha, but you could do ochel nefesh, right? Which on the one hand all seems very broad, right? It's like, you can just do whatever you want ochel nefesh-wise, but on the other hand, right, seems like the isra malacha is just regular isra malacha. On the other hand, malachas avoda, you know, is, on the one hand, clearly sounds different than that of Shabbos. On the other hand, right, it's not so blatantly clear that you're allowed to do ochel nefesh. It's like an interesting, so it kind of implies already that there's got to be some sort of middle ground here, right? Number one. Number two is what? Any, like, you get a blank check? Maybe if we say melechas avoda doesn't include melechas ochel nefesh, that doesn't necessarily mean that the whole melacha category is fine. Maybe it means, right, that melechas oneg is allowed. And who says that melechas oneg is categorical, is like a categorical exemption? Right? Maybe lighting a fire for oneg yontif counts as melechas oneg, but lighting a fire because you just want to watch the world burn doesn't count as oneg yontif. That's not a good example, because obviously if you want to just watch the world burn, that's, you know, that's your oneg yontif. So that's not a good example. I would counter, which is, if the Torah says kol melechas avoda lo tasu, right? So it's basically saying the categories of malacha that are malachas avodah are prohibited. But anything that's not one of those malacha categories, right? Like on Shabbos, we're very into the idea, right? In categories of malachos. So then let's say havara, let's say lighting a fire, excuse me, is the, right? Is a malacha that's malachas oneg, or is it generally malachas oneg? So then it's just not one of the malachos, right? It's not included in the Isra malacha. Okay, now again, the machloikas between me and Tehillah, or the points that Tehillah and I are, right, or discussion is pivoting around is when we say, is it included in the Isra malacha? Are we talking about like the avos malacha, right? Is this of malacha included? Or are we saying, no, there's an Isra of malacha, right? And what you are allowed to do, right? Who are we like being matir? Are we being matir the malachos, or are we being matir you to do them, right? Even within Hutra. Meaning, I could have said, or the way I presented originally was to say, if it's a din in the malachos, that these malachos aren't problematic, Hutra. And if it's a din that the gavra is able to do it, that's the chuya, right? Because the malacha still exists. Tehillah is basically saying, and this is Kanire Shitas Tosfos, so it's a very good point. Tosfos basically say, and make it clear that they think it's like Hutra, right? On the other hand, Tosfos say that it needs to be Tzorech Oneg Yamtef, and otherwise it's Asur Midaraisa. If it's not Tzorech Oneg Yamtef, even though they hold of Mitoch, right, in a pretty Goreif Hutra fashion. And I think the answer is exactly what Tehillah is saying, which is, when Tosfos thinks that it's Hutra, they think that Meleches, let's say Oneg, is Hutra, but it has to be Oneg Yantef, right? It's not necessarily exclusively that the Malacha is no longer a Malach. Okay. Now, another interesting point, which I'm just going to throw in now, even though we're not actually seeing it inside yet, is that there are Shittos, Tosfos among them, a bunch of different Shittos, that kind of make a tiered system where anything that the malacha itself is inherently a maleches oneg yantef, a maleches ochel nefesh, is always mutter, let's say. And any malacha that you're doing letzorech ochel nefesh is going to be mutter. And then, no, sorry. If you do a malacha of ochel nefesh letzorech oneg hayom, that's okay. If you do a malacha of Oneg Yantef for no reason, that's a problem. That's aser. If you do a malacha that's not an Oneg Malachas Ochel Nefesh malacha, Litzorech Ochel Nefesh, that's also okay. Why? Because essentially they're holding of, why do they have this tiered structure, right? If you do it Litzorech Ochel Nefesh, that's good, right? Or if it's a Ochel Nefesh malacha being done for Oneg, that's good also. Right? It should be either or. It should be either you need to do it Letzorech Ochel Nefesh, or these categories of malachos are just mutter because of mitoch, right? Mitoch. Why are they combining them? Right? But combining, not saying that you need both at the same time. You don't need Ochel Nefesh, Malachas Ochel Nefesh, Letzorech Ochel Nefesh. Right? You could do Malachas Ochel Nefesh, Letzorech Oneg Yantif, or you could do other malachos, letzorech ochel nefesh. And the answer is, well, if you hold of both of these psukim, you have two psukim, right? One says, ah, asher yochal ochel nefesh, hu levado yaseh lachem, right? And the other says, malach savod lo ta'asu. So it says, okay, right? There's this isra malach on yantif, right? Isra malach on yantif says, don't do malach on yantif. But you could do if it's malachas oneg, right? And if it's if it's actually a maleches ochel nefesh, if you're actually doing it, sorry, if it's actually letzorech ochel nefesh, so that's what that's lach. If it's kol maleches avodah lo ta'asu, right? So if it's maleches oneg, that's okay. So basically, they say, or either they're saying tzvei dinim, or they're kind of saying this middle idea of well, right? The iser malacha on yantif is don't do. Right, you can only do malachos that are kashur to Oneg Yantif. So that's either food, right? Ochel nefesh, ofen goreif, or right, maleches ochel nefesh, because those are already basically almost mutter, right? Those are already pre-categorized or pre-approved for this hat there. But right, it has to be actually Letzorech Oneg Yantif.
Is there any stream in Chazal for interpreting Kol Melech HaAvodah without taking into consideration the clue of Ochel Nefesh? Like, I just don't know how I would have any idea what that means without knowing how Ochel Nefesh is an like exception already.
So Ramban, I think, really tries to like go through that. The Ramban al Torah that I put at the end of the Makaros, I think really tries to like work through that. I wonder if it'd be interesting to check there. I feel like there is definitely a discussion about that. I think there are people also who would say, like, yeah, who will really marmachalik and say, it's not really dafka ochel nefesh, right? It's like daf kind of like meleches oneg, but right, that is primarily around the ochel melachos, right? Because anything, the other stuff, and also it's like kind of like, now we know, and it's sort of like limited, that if it's not kashor ochel nefesh at all, like let's say you're like, oh, let's do harisha, or let's do, well, if I weave a baguette, that's oneg, right? So like it kind of limits it, but it's actually not really just because of the ochel, it's really because it's melech ta'an oneg. I think there are people who'd say the opposite, meaning it's not that you would interpret kol melech avodah lo ta'asu on the basis of achal chol nefesh, but it's that the opposite, right? You limit kol melech avodah on the basis of achashayochal chol nefesh. I would have thought to expand kol melech avodah to be even more expansive, right? But then I know, oh no, it's only going to go so far as ochel nefesh, but not further. Okay, let's look at the Gemara. Yeah, Rachel.
Oh yeah, before I move on to the Gemara, I'm not so clear on what the Maskana was, and then also how that applied to Shabbos when we were saying.
Oh, so. So just I want to yeah so just, I'll you know see the three options or the two basic options is like hutra, right? There's meleches ochel nefesh, those avos malacha like ofe is just not also on yontif, right?
So
There's
Shalom with Torah would be how we pass in if we're.
we pass in mitoch, we pass in like basically we're going to see that in the next Gemara, which is that mitoch shochel. However, there are limitations on that. Okay, one of the important things about how we pass in is, and this is again brings us back to this like the middle ground, which is it's very hard to say the extreme versions of either one of these, right? Either that there's totally a malacha, or that there's just no malacha. The gaonim. Actually, there are some goyim who say that on Yom Tov there are only like 33 malachos, not 39. Right? Now that's like a great statement of Hutra, right? Just says there are only 33 malachos. Those other malachos just do not exist on Yom Tov. What about the fact that the Gemara says, that you can't do it letzorach goyim, or you can't cook for a goy on Yom Tov, and you can't cook for the weekday on Yom Tov. You can't like. I have the last day of Pesach, you can't just like be like, oh, great opportunity to get all my cooking done for the week, right? Why? Right? So then it could be, yeah, sasam, right? We don't want you going around being bad and spending yantif, just like we don't let you shave on Chol Hamoed, because we're worried that otherwise you're just not gonna shave before and you're just like, oh, Chol Hamoed, it's a great time to catch up on all those chores. But really, in a chanami, so it'd be fine. There's only 33 melachos. So that you could have that sort of extreme formulation. The other extreme, right, is say, oh, it's totally dechuya. In the middle ground, right, is even if you say mitoch, right, mitoch isn't across the board, right? Mitoch has its limitations as well. And then we have to figure out, well, is it, kind of an expansive dechuya or a complicated dechuya, or is it hutra, but hutra is a little more complicated. As Tilo was saying, well, maybe the hutra isn't that you only have 33 avos malacha, but rather, maybe it's because you, right, there's one Isra Malacha of Lo Tasu, Kol Malacha is Avoda Lo Tasu, right? And therefore, and then when you start doing actions of Malacha, right, it's Mutter versus Aser depends on whether you're doing Malachas Avoda or doing Malachas Tan, Oneg, right? It doesn't have to be categorical on the Malach, on the category or type of Malacha. right? It could be unpractically what you're actually doing, right? And what role it serves. Yeah. Okay. So,
and then,
right, and,
oh.
Yeah.
And no, then no, sure. We were somehow applying that to Shabbos, though, because Litzorach, this is a Yentif idea.
What were you applying to Shabbos? I don't think we're applying.
Oh, okay. We're just going on a tangent. Okay, sorry. I thought yeah, I didn't know we were going to then bring it somehow, bring it back to Shabbos. Okay, cool.
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, it is interesting to think, you know, why is Shabbos different? Right? Why don't we have this on Shabbos? Right, so the Mishnah says in Nabitza, Right? Can you bring a carbon ola sa'of, right? Ola's nedava, or sorry, not just regular ola's nedava, right? It's an ola, so you're not eating it. On the other hand, it's shchita, which is one of the malachos, which you're, if you were shaking it to eat. The mask of the rabba, mimaid beisham beis hilo bahapligi, demo be'irva otzal, shabbatin irva otzal, liyomtov kampagi. Okay, that's a different discussion. Is there a din of hotsa by Shabbos, by Yantif, right? Why don't they argue about taking rocks out? Okay, interesting. Right? He says, why don't they argue about rocks? If it was about the idea of hotza, then we could have argued about taking rocks outside. Why do they dafka use the example of motzias a katam as a lulav as a sefer Torah or shasarabim? Right, must be because of mitoch. Now, what's interesting about this? If you hold a mitoch, why can't you also argue about why not rocks? If it's hutchel tzarech, hutchinami shalol tzarech, right? So clearly the Gemara is assuming that even if you say mitoch hutchel tzarech, hutchinami shalol tzarech, it has to be some tzarech, right? It doesn't have to be tzarech ochel nefesh, but it has to be tzarech yom tov, as opposed to just moving around rocks, which is pointless, right? Shemamina b'hotzah shalol tzarech b'ligi, v'avriyoch tzarech mitoch hutchel tzarech, hutchinami shalol tzarech b'ligi. The Tani commanded Rabbi Yochanan, a mevashel get a nasha bechalav biyom tov veachlo. Look at chamish. Look at mishum mevashel get a nasha. Look at mishum ochel get a nash good. Look at mishum mevashel baser bechalav. Look at mishum ochel baser bechalav. Look at mishum havara. All right. So I'm really no puk Tani levra havara obishol ina mishnah veim timtzalomer mishnah bishamai. He says no. Rabbi Yochanan never said that you'd also be chayav for Havara and Yontif. And if you do think so, it's because it's a Mishnah of Beishamai. Darbri lo amrinam mitoch shot tzarech, chutzunam shalol tzarech. Hachanami lo amrinam mitoch shot tzarech, chutzunam shalol tzarech. Dibe Yishilo, kivet amrinam mitoch shot tzarech, chutzunam shalol tzarech. Ahacha nami mitoch shot shahavara tzarech, chutzunam shalol tzarech. Okay, and Tosfos actually says, oh, well, wait a second, you can't eat it. He says, yeah, well, it's still cooking food, right? If you're cooking get hanasheh, in chalav, so at the end of the day, you're still cooking food, so it still falls under the din of mitoch, even though you can't actually eat it. Right? Interesting. Because you could have said, well, at the end of the day, it's usher, so it's not, you know, something that I had to rochel nefesh, right? But then maybe it shouldn't even apply to mitoch, right? Just like eats a mavanim when. So it seems, right, there is like, it seems like the Tosfos I think says, oh, since it's food, right? So since food, even though it's not actually useful food or eatable food, since you're cooking food, it's the idea of mitoch still applies. Anyway, right, so Bishan and Bishel argue about about this, about mitoch, right? Mipashtos, right, definitely touches upon this concept, right? Is it hotra? Do you say that heter ochel nefesh is it transforms the nature of, or shows us that the nature of malach on yontov is different? It's kol malachas avoda lo tasu, right? Or, right, mishab actually no. If you're not doing it to cook, then it just, you know, this heter doesn't apply. So the Shirchag is Aryeh, when he's dealing with, he's trying to answer about whether or not you're allowed to do a tainus on Rosh Hashanah. So he says, "Vintomer shkasha kvar katavti leil, the eno nohig mitzvah simcha b'leil yom tov rishon, afilu hachi ochal nefesh hitir bo, afal gav da havalei shalom b'makom mitzvah." Umay kasha. I'm not actually sure where that is. Yochiach, Teretz Zavar, Zed, Timsa, Kamad, Bulama, or Anirali. Zeshare, Hitter, Malachas, Ochal Nefesh, Lo Nemra, Elabi Yomtov, Shochag, Hamatzos. Where do we learn Hitter Ochal Nefesh from? From Pasach. The Alfina, Lachol Yomtov, Mine. The Alfina, Rosh Hashanah. Ulhai Svara, the Simcha Shar Yomtov, Mitzvah, he says, if you think, the context here is someone says, oh, maybe Simcha and Rosh Hashanah is only a Rosh Hashanah. You don't have to have Simcha and Rosh Hashanah. You don't have to have a Suda. If you think that a Rosh Hashanah, right, it's only a Rosh Hashanah, then, right, how do we learn out Rosh Hashanah has a Heter Ochel Nefesh from Pesach? Shenemar bo Heter Ochel Nefesh. All right, the shiny chagamato shehuter bo ochel nefesh shumisha mitzvahs mitzvah not to rishana shumisha mishas. This is what if you have a mitzvah to have simcha on Pesach, so and you have a din of heter ochel nefesh. Who says that Rosh Hashanah, where maybe right the mitzvah simcha is only rishas, that you'd also have heter ochel nefesh? Elavad day simchas yom tov shu Rosh Hashanah nami mitzvahu. Kishar Yom Tov, Lefikach Shapir, Ikalamelav, Heter Ochel Nefesh, Rosh Hashanah Mechagamatos, the Gully Bekra, Heter Ochel Nefesh, Behedya, Kiva, the Damile, Baha, the Simchas of Namisho Mitzvahu. What's the Ashar Gesariah assuming?
You need to be, it needs to be some mitzvah?
What sort of Simchas Yantin.
Right. But why right? Can't it be Litzorach? Nefesh is in terms of you just need to eat because you're a human being.
Well, if you, well, no, because you on Shabbos you need to eat because you're a human being.
Yeah, I know.
But no, for some reason, the concept of Simcha Yom Tov extends to Chagim as a whole. And that's an issue that we don't, like a matter that we don't have come up in terms of Shabbos specifically, I don't think.
One more time. I lost the.
Oh, the issue, like the concept of Simchat Chag is not unique to Pesach. It goes across the Chagim, and I don't think it applies explicitly to Shabbos.
Yeah, it might. It's not a question that there's like a din of Simcha on Shabbos. That's actually like kind of like a quite big machlokes, but definitely not like, you know, same din of Simcha Siyantip. But you're right. It's a good question. What about Shmurah Shabbos, like there's mitzvah simcha.
No, I'm saying, can you use the concept of simcha yom tov applying across yom tov to apply onik from Pesach to the other ones potentially?
Yeah, so we know that all of them have a din of simcha, right? We don't know about Rosh Hashanah. Shagasai is asking, well, we do know about Rosh Hashanah, right? We know that there's a din of yom tov from Rosh Hashanah because there's heter ochel nefesh. Right, what's he assuming about the nature of Heter Ochel Nefesh?
That it's about Simcha Yom Tov.
Yeah. Right, he's saying, and if you want to categorize it into like these two buckets, just to be very simplistic. If you had to like categorize the Shagas Aryeh into one of these, one of our two buckets of Hutra and Dechuya, where would he go?
Probably Hutra.
So I would say no, the opposite. I would say Dechuya. Why? Why would you say Hotra? I understand why, actually,
But
because.
I'd say like the emphasis on oneg as
Right, because he's like
the
connecting
fear
it, right?
factor.
But I think the answer is that he's not saying it's something inherent in Yom Tov, that it has only, right, an Iser Melechus Avoda. He's just saying, oh, it's inherent, so it should be Hotra, which I, which is also the direction I intuitively go to, instinctively go to. Right? But the logic he's saying is actually, it's not that, oh, the nature of the Iser Melacha on Yom Tov in general is Iser Melechus Avoda. He's saying, right, on Yom Tov there's an Iser Melacha, but what happens? You have a mitzvah of Simcha. Mitzvah of Simcha comes and says, oh, you have mitzvah of Simcha, right? Because there's this mitzvah of Simcha, right, that creates a heter ochel nefesh, that's doche the Iser Melacha, and is matir, right, the whole Iser, just like a little to add in a little bit why it makes, does actually kind of make sense. What's the nature of the Iser Melacha on Yom Tov versus Shabbos? So what's the point of Iser Melacha on Shabbos? It's kind of a trick question, because the answers are going to be a tautology. You can't do malacha on Shabbos. It's Shabbos, right? We chil mechala kedusha Shabbos, right? Ki vo Shabbos Hashem yikol malachto. Like we're talking about, why can't you do malacha on Shabbos? Because you can't do malacha on Shabbos. Hashem didn't do malacha on Shabbos, right? Why can't you do malacha on Yom Tov? Exactly, right? Rachel's saying, making a face and saying, "Well, I don't know. That's actually a really good question." It doesn't seem to be a real, like, particularly obvious reason why you can't do Malach on Yom Tov. In fact, right, there's lots of Yom Tov that you actually do are allowed to do tons of Malach on. Cholamoid, right? It's Chag, right? It's Moed, right? You're just allowed to do, right? It's, Tara says, you know, only parts of the Chag, of the Moed, are Mikra Kodesh. You know, B'yom HaRishon Mikra Kodesh Kol Malach HaSavoda Lo Ta'aseh. Right, you have a 7-day chag, and only the first and last, or only the first day on Sukkos, right, is actually Asur B'Malacha. Because you're right, it's not necessarily inherent in the fact that it's Yom Tov that there's an Iser Melacha. Why is there an Iser Melacha on Yom Tov? And Pashas is because if it just wouldn't be Yomdif if you could do Melacha, right? If you want, you can't do Melacha on Yomdif because. We want you to be sitting at home and relaxing and eating a big Yantif Suda and not running around and, you know, plowing your fields, etc. Right? The point of Iser Melacha on Yom Tov, Bepashtus, is part of creating Kedushas HaYom, right? It's there to create, to emphasize, you know, to make it a Mikra Kodesh, to like make it a holy time. But it's a way in which we create like the Avirah of Kedusha. Right? It also helps the fact that, you know, in general, right, Yom Tov is like created by us. So says the Shagadari, I think, or I'm adding it to him, but he's saying, why do we have a Heter Ochel Nefesh? Right? Because the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov comes and is doche the Iser Melacha. How could that make sense? So I'm going to say, well, because the whole nature of Iser Melacha and Yom Tov inherently, right, might be because you want to have Simchas Yom Tov and you want to have a yom of Mikra Kodesh, right? A moed that's, you know, set aside for Kedusha, you know, and Avodas Hashem and Simcha and enjoying, you know, enjoying Avodas Hashem, enjoying your family, v'chulei. So therefore, there's an Iser Melacha in order to, A, facilitate that and to emphasize that and to elevate that, etc. But if the Iser Melacha just is there to serve the purposes of Yomtif and Simchas Yomtif, so then. Right, Melech HaSochel Nefesh, which also serves that purpose, right, is going to be part of that. It's going to be matur that, right? It's going to overcome that, right? So he says there's an Iser now, right? This could also be an explanation of why it wouldn't be included in the first place, why Melech HaOneg might not even be included, right? But right. It just it makes sense suddenly, like, oh, well, this whole food thing, right, isn't just something convenient to have on Yom Tov. Right? Our question is, well, right, Rachel's asking, well, you got to eat on Shabbos too, right? Or you're saying you got to eat, right? But wait, you got to eat on Shabbos too. But no, right, you got to eat on Yom Tov, right? On Shabbos, you have to eat food, right? You have to have a suda on Shabbos. But the eating on Shabbos, right, is not connected to the Isra Malacha. Here, the eating and the Isra Malacha might, you know, might fundamentally be like almost the same thing. Right? You have an Isra Malacha, so you can have Simchas Yomtov and Oneg Yomtov and Kiddushas Yomtov, right? And you have Suda and Ochal Nefesh, so that you can have Simchas Yomtov and Oneg Yomtov and, you know, and Sudas Yomtov, right? So the Shag Sari essentially says, okay, there's an Isra Malacha on Yomtov, right? And that's, you know, that's a lot essay. And then there's this mitzvah's assay, essentially, almost, Simchas Yom Tov, right? Shisho mitzvah. Asi assay vidachi lot assay, right? And the assay of Simchas Yom Tov basically is doka the lot assay of lot asamalach. Okay? That's the Shagasai. Okay? The Rabban quotes this Havmin. It's not his opinion, but he's right. Hine Omar b'moade Hashem shetikro otam mikrai kodesh elehem moadai b'maleches avoda aval ha-shabes tishmeru la'asot ota Shabbat Shabbaton mikol melacha shabolam. Ki azhir b'shabbat pamim rabot v'yermoz od b'kan ki gam b'bo'o b'echad min ha-moadim lo titche la'asot b'aruch ha-nefesh. Why does it say elehem moadai Hashem, says the Rabban? In order to tell you that if Shabbos and Yontif come at the same time, that you can't do Ochel Nefesh on Shabbos, which is also Yom Tov. Why would you think that? Right? If, let's say, you take the Hutra approach of the Gaonim, if you think that 33 Malachos are Asur on Yom Tov and 39 Malachos are Asur on Shabbos, so how many Malachos are Asur on Shabbos Yom Tov?
39.
Right. I was wondering if you were going to say 70, right? 72.
Yeah, I was thinking that, but you know,
I was thinking that too, and I was like, no, it's still 39. Yeah. Right? You're still going to get 39, right? But you're not going to get less, right? 39 plus 33 might be equal 39, but it's definitely not equal to 33, right? Right? So why would you have that have, Amina? And the answer is, well, if you hold like the Shagas Aryeh, so you might have had a Havamina that if there's this mitzvah Simchas Yantef, and Simchas Yantef comes and is doche the Isser Malacha on Yantef, and says, oh, on Yantef, because there's a mitzvah Simcha, Asi Asay of Simcha, and is doche the Isser Malacha, so maybe on Shabbos Yantef, also the mitzvah of Simchas Yantef comes and says you can do Malacha Zochol Nefesh, right? Kamash Malan. Right, but Shabbos is Shabbos, and Shabbos is unmoved by Yom Tov. Okay, so again, this the Rambam is saying, oh, you could have had a Havamina, right? Like the, you know, the Shagas Aryeh that the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov is kind of coming and being doche the Isra Malacha. So if it's Shabbos Yom Tov, it also applies. Finally, Hamik Davar, he's talking about the Isser Achila and Malacha on Yom Kippur. He says, "Kli Kol Nefesh, Hu Tam Al Isser Malachas Ochal Nefesh, Mishum She Aser Lechol." In the context of the pasuk, right, it says, "You can't do Malacha on Yom Kippur, Ki Kol Nefesh Asher Lo Tiuneh Vinechrata Nefesh Ahi." Right, so we can't do Malacha. Why? Because if you don't fast, then you're going to get Karis. He says, "Why?" Because the pasuk's telling, if you were allowed to eat, if you were supposed to eat on Yom Kippur, so there'd be Heter Ochal Nefesh. I would have thought that, oh, the Yom Tif, the Isra Malacha is Lotase, right? So you get Malkus. On Yom Kippur, it's Bekaris, and on Shabbos, it's Beskila. So I would have thought Yom Kippur has much higher, more Chamur Isra Malacha, right? And the onesh is Bekares. So I'd say that's why there's no Heter Ochel Nefesh. The reason why there's no Heter Ochel Nefesh on Yom Kippur is because there's no Mitzvah Sachila, right? But the Torah says, why is there no, you can't do any Malacha, not even Ochel Nefesh, because Ki Kol HaNefesh Asher Lo Tiuneh V'Nichrasa, right? Because you're not allowed to eat. So if you're not allowed to eat, you can't do Ochel Nefesh, because the whole Heter Ochel Nefesh is that so you can eat. Right, but it's the need for eating. I feel the need for feed is going to come and be doche the Isser, right, is going to be mat. That's what's matir, right? Therefore, if Yom Kippur had a heter achila, there'd be heter ochel nefesh. Since there's no heter achila on Yom Kippur, there's no heter ochel nefesh, right? But it's the actual simchas yom tov achila is coming and being doche the isur malacha. Devarai haya sheyitcha mitzvahs yom tov es isur Shabbos to be kareis lulei the Shabbos kivia yom tov ena kavua yomo kolchach b'chol Yisrael, right? It says, and that's why we'd think, right, it really would make sense for mitzvahs yom tov to be doche this or Shabbos and allow you to do ochel nefesh, right? But k'mashmal Shabbos is kavua, and it's not going to get over it. Okay, I'm going to stop here. Okay, so these three bekoros all really reflect this idea. Oh, it's going the wrong way. Right, that really, right, it's the chuya and the din of ochel nefesh is an part of like simchas yom tov, the mitzvah achila, and that comes really there's a general inclusive malach isra malacha that's overridden by the heter ochel nefesh that's a result of the mitzvah simcha.
I just had a question on the Yom Kippur because